Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today as we talk about beef at the food service end of the pipeline. We're back on that in just a moment.
There are a lot of good reasons to attend the Southern Plains Farm Show. From 9 to 10 each morning, enjoy free coffee and rolls in the Cox Pavilion. Then see the 2013 Chevys, the official vehicle of the farm show. Register for great prizes like the Hustler Sport Mower and the Daily Early Bird Prize, good for $1,000 in show bucks. That's sponsored by Grasshopper. Check the High Plains Journal for details and registration information. Free admission, free parking, so mark your calendars. The Southern Plains Farm Show at the Oklahoma City State Fair Park, April 18, 19, and 20.
You have know-how? You know how to change your oil. So Napa's rewarding you with our Synthetic Oil Change Special. Pick up 5 quarts of Napa Synthetic Motor Oil and a Napa Silver Oil Filter for just $19.99. So come to a Napa Auto Parts store today and save big.
Napa know-how.
$19.99? That's slick. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, sale price does not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 4/30/13.
Go to NapaOnline.com to find the Napa Auto Parts store near you.
The domestic food service market for beef is enormous, with close to 8 billion beef pounds being sold in commercial and non-commercial establishments. Beef wholesale operator purchases reached nearly $33 billion last year. That's why each year the Checkoff conducts the Food Service Volumetric Study. Trevor Amon is the Director of Market Intelligence for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, talks about the study from this last year.
What we get out of the study is cut-level details, with major categories being steaks, roasts, and ground beef, where we understand volumes of beef moving through specific industry sectors. And then, most importantly, you know, we use this information to identify opportunities and highlight the areas that it currently aligns with Checkoff work, and then also use this in the strategic planning purposes for future food service program development.
So, Trevor, how's the information used?
We use this information to, you know, identify areas where you can strategically and tactically grow demand for beef. And what that means for beef producers is we try to look at all areas of the carcass and identify areas that we can innovatively present the product to the consumer and ultimately add value to all areas of the carcass. So some of those larger topics would be a greater emphasis on value cuts, and that has definitely been the work of the Checkoff for several years. Another is to really understand which segments are growing and where beef has the greatest opportunity and really focus on those faster growing segments. Another is support beef's position through portion size options. Another area is really to protect beef's place on the menu. We know how important beef is to restaurant operators in terms of bringing in traffic, driving dollar sales, and really creating a brand image.
So Trevor, why is it important that we understand what's going on in the food service sector?
The Checkoff is definitely committed to understanding these trends in the food service sector and, you know, taking into account all of the different market conditions that are happening right now. You know, beef prices have been trending higher for several years now. The consumer is always changing. So, you know, you can definitely be proud as a beef producer that your Checkoff dollars are at work, understanding all of these different market conditions and the changing consumer, and really designing programs to meet the needs and preferences of the consumer in the ultimate goal of increasing the preference for beef.
Trevor Amon, a business-to-business specialist working for the Beef Checkoff. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Winfield Solutions has established 2 answer plot locations with winter wheat and winter canola in Oklahoma for you to check over the entire growth cycle of the 2013 crop. Cropland has helped lead the way in establishing winter canola in the Southern Plains, and you'll be able to see their varieties perform under various seed treatment, herbicide, and fertilization options at the answer plot locations, one near Kingfisher and the other near Apache. Winfield Solutions and Cropland by Winfield, offering you high-yielding choices in winter canola production.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.